WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6 at 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council is looking at repairing Little League fields as one way of spending recently expanded budget authority in the city's capital improvements fund.
The council learned yesterday the city can borrow another $2.5 million next year for CIP projects. Mary Andrew Nelson received no opposition to finding out the cost of fixing each of the 14 fields, which as a group would run $1.5 million.
As I was on the board of Little League, I'm thinking you don't have to do them all at once.
City Manager Keene Register said some of the fields would need $15,000 to $20,000 of improvements.
We just have to select the process of doing that because you're not going to be able to affect all Little Leagues.
The council also decided to set aside money to buy right-of-way for the future expansion of Thornberry Drive through the Austin's Creek subdivision north to Highway 21 near the Castle Heights neighborhood. Money would also be reserved to build one, if not two, new City of Bryan Gateway monuments on the freeway. The most money, $2 million, is targeted to design rebuilding William J. O'Brien Parkway from the freeway to Texas. That's in order to access $11 million in construction money from the state through the local Metropolitan Planning Authority. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas says the Texas economy is solid despite a recently wobbly stock market. Robert Kaplan told an audience at the Bush Library this week that Texas has emerged on the other side of the oil price crunch stronger than ever, with more frackers able to operate at a profit with prices in the high 40s a barrel.
The energy business may not be a tailwind, but at least it's not a headwind. It's at least neutral and probably becoming a tailwind.
Kaplan says migration to Texas will continue, which is a good thing because one of the challenges Texas will face in the coming decade is far lower rates of participation in the labor force as the baby boomers retire. The Texas Senate has unanimously passed its version of the next state budget. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs said before the vote he expected strong support. The budget now goes to a Senate House Conference Committee.
Truth be told, that's where a lot of the hard issues of the budget are hammered out and finally decided. So it's obviously a very important position. I was, as the chair of the health portion of writing the budget, the Article 2 budget, I was honored to be on that committee last time, and we'll see the lieutenant governor appoints me to that position again.
The Senate's budget includes cuts to higher education and does not give Governor Abbott the money he wants to continue funding elite researchers at state universities, including Texas A&M, or fund the governor's plan for pre-kindergarten. The idea of building an official Texas Music Museum hit some sour notes today at the State Senate Committee.
Austin State Senator Kirk Watson says the state's music heritage is so amazing, there needs to be a central place to experience it.
The purpose of establishing an official Texas State Music Museum is to help preserve and celebrate the heritage of Texas music and educate the citizens and visitors of our state capital about the many great musicians and music that we have.
But operators of existing music museums said it would put them out of business. The daughter of the late Freddie Fender said it would destroy her dream of a museum to her father's legacy in his hometown of San Benito in the Rio Grande Valley. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6 at 62 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Have the potential to become
a thinker,
a leader,
a doer.
What can challenge me to grow
and awaken something deep inside me?
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
You've been hearing about it, and now it's here. Premier Market is this weekend at the Expo Center. This Friday and Saturday, experience shopping like never before. Get your friends to join you at Premier Market Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for muffins, mimosas, and more. $15 admission. And then from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Friday, everybody shops for only $5. Saturday, you can shop in style with bacon-infused breakfast and gourmet Bloody Marys for purchase. The 5th annual Premier Market, supporting the fundraising efforts of the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Go to premiermarket.org. For more.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications.
In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Clouds and breezy today with showers and thunderstorms, especially this morning. They'll taper off this afternoon. Temperatures are going to reach 80 to 85 later today. Behind the system, it'll become partly cloudy later tonight. Lows are 55 to 60. High pressure heads our way tomorrow with sunshine and a high of 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, skies are clear with 55. We'll have sun on Friday with temperatures between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team rallied to a win yesterday over Texas State. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the win. Meanwhile, the Aggie softball team gets set to face the Bobcats tonight. And in the NBA, the Rockets couldn't hold off the Warriors in Houston. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, wasn't raining when I got to work. That's all that matters.
Well, that's nice because it was raining pretty hard when I got to work.
Me too.
Well, oft times we discuss the Aggie Dome and how it somehow miraculously splits a system before it gets here. And really, when you consider the size of this thing, if you look at it, it goes from south of San Antonio all the way up to Iowa. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, there is a break up there in Missouri someplace, but the other break is right
College
here.
College Station.
Right here.
Aggie Dome.
Yeah, it seems to be working even in a system this size. There's a large cell that is, and of course, if you're in the middle of a large cell, you're going, what are those guys talking about?
Yeah.
But actually kind of east of Hearn is where some of the heaviest rain is, which makes it pretty much northwest of Bryan College Station. And there's a great... there's a great lightning show out there going on right now associated with that system.
Mm-hmm.
But really, if you look at it and track it now based on what it was looking like, we're kind of catching a little break.
All right.
And, so there's just kind of drips here at the radio station. Now, gets a lot worse down south. Go down I-10, really heavy there. And the thing is, it's tracking northeast, so it's not to say that we won't get another volley of heavy rain. And you know, if we're lucky, we'll get it in an hour, you know, or
while we're still inside.
Yep.
While during the show,
while you're outside,
while you're trying to go to work.
And actually, we may decide to do an over and under on how many times the EAS kicks in.
Ooh, yeah, that's
like
a good
that.
Call.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's hard to know because you know, it could be something going on in Livingston and they're gonna kick us off the air. So that, as you know,
and
we have
lately
no control
they've been
that.
Oddly quiet at the beginning of them.
Yeah,
so it just sounds like dead air.
Yep. Yeah, so we'll see. And of course, we love having headphones on when you hear that annoying
sound.
Oh,
yeah.
So
that squeal.
Yeah.
It brings you back to the 90s with old modems, you know?
Yeah, and we're going to do that. We're going to do more annoying sounds today.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, we already know number one's vomiting, but, and what the heck, why not say vomit at 6:12 in the morning?
Yeah. Why not?
Carrie Moore says that she'd only seen alligators at the zoo before relocating last year from Connecticut to South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, they're there.
That's right. That changed this week during a chance encounter with the big old gator on the golf course.
Yep, they like to live there.
Yeah, Carrie told the Post and Courier of Charleston that she was taking pictures at a golf fundraiser for a medical clinic on Monday when the gator approached some golfers.
Oh, at least there were doctors on hand.
Yeah, that's right. who had their backs turned. She quickly snapped a picture.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about warning the golfers.
And then
get
warned the golfers. Then warned the golfers.
Was
yeah.
the picture a selfie?
No. She hopped in a cart, and she safely drove off. Gator then disappeared into the lagoon, and Moore said that people told her it was one of the largest gators they'd ever seen.
Whew.
That's only because they're close to it.
Oh, yeah.
More accustomed to squirrels in Connecticut, she said, it was literally a dinosaur.
Well, close.
Yeah.
Cousins.
Kind of, yeah.
Closer than a squirrel.
For sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Alligators in Connecticut. No, only at the aquarium.
What would have made a great picture is if you had yelled at the golfers and then taken pictures of their faces as they reacted to the
running
gator.
Away.
She totally missed a photo op there.
Yeah, or post that on YouTube.
Yeah,
see
come
how
on,
fun that
Carrie.
Is.
Guys,
yeah.
there's an alligator out there, but don't worry. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
Brenham National Bank believes that when you need money from an ATM, you don't want to drive all over town looking for your bank's ATMs. That's why with Reward Checking or Reward Tunes Checking from Brenham National Bank, you can use any ATM you can find and we'll refund your ATM fees. It's easy to get what you need. Ask us about Reward Checking or Reward Tunes Checking from Brenham National Bank. Use any ATM you can find. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go. It's Wednesday. It's March the 29th. It's day 88. We got 277 of them to go. It's National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day.
Hey, we got some of those.
Yeah, it's a good thing. That really is. It never hurt. Look, if you got to pay 5% more, but those folks are actually employing people who are your neighbors, it's really okay to pay more than that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. That kind of helps the economy.
Yeah.
Knights of Columbus Founders Day. Lemon Chiffon Cake Day.
Okay. I don't know if I have ever had that.
Not sure. Smoke and Mirrors Day.
Ooh.
That comes in so handy in so many ways. It's all about deception, after all. The phrase, it's all smoke and mirrors, refers to the way in which magicians, of course, use all manner of distraction to make sure the audience fails to see what is really going on, much like elected officials. I didn't say that.
What?
Yeah, that's right. It's also Niagara Falls Runs Dry Day.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Well, it happened in 1848 when there was an ice blockage that caused the rivers to run dry.
It does get cold up there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And reduce the water flow. Well, it does get cold, but I've told the story. The last time I was there, I think there's a Marriott hotel up on the mountain across from it. 100 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was not pleasant to be there.
It doesn't sound like that.
No, it was not very nice.
Well, anyway, and don't they shut the falls off at certain points?
I think they do.
And they actually have the ability to cut them off?
Yeah, and again, unless they've put up a high fence, it's really about, I don't know, a 200-foot run to the river. You can be upriver from the falls.
Yep.
There's a road that runs right back there with some gardens and stuff. So if you wanted to jump in there and do yourself, you could do that. Talking about critters that we don't see around here, it's Manatee Day.
Oh, okay.
The manatee needs a day. I have no idea why today
happened. They do, the sea cow.
Yeah, they must have looked around and went, oh, well, there's nothing really important going on today. We'll make 29th of March, Manatee Day.
Give this one to the manatees.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, the manatees. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Lucy Lawless, the warrior princess herself,
Is
49.
Remember when she sang the national anthem, right?
And she did? I don't remember that.
Oh, you don't know about that?
No.
Check that video out.
I got a YouTube, huh? Oh, boy. One of my faves, John Popper from Blues Traveler, is 50.
Yeah.
Good music there. Jill Goodacre's 53.
She's married to Harry Connick Jr.
Yep, supermodel.
Oh, okay.
Elle McPherson is also 53, another supermodel there. Yeah. Amy Sedaris is 56. She's funny. She was on Strangers with Candy back on Comedy Central a while back and was on Elf.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Lambert is 60, the Highlander himself.
Yeah.
That's right. Let's see. Marina Sirtis is 62. She plays Deanna Troi from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Long time ago, but yeah.
Or did, yeah. Brendan Gleeson is 62. Mad-Eye Moody in the Harry Potter films.
Oh, okay.
If you remember him.
Yep.
Terry Jax is 73, sang Seasons in the Sun.
And nothing else.
Yeah, nothing else. Vangelis is 74, composed Chariots of Fire.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Eric, and nothing else.
And nothing else, yeah. Eric Idle is 74 from Monty Python.
Oh, sure.
Very funny guy. And Scott Wilson is 75. He's been in a ton of stuff, was also on soap opera with Zombies, The Walking Dead, played Herschel.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Walt Frazier, he's a basketball player, 79. And the Tyler Rose, Earl Campbell,
all right,
62 today.
All right.
There you are at 620.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think it's safe to say that the Trump presidency is driving Chuckie Schumer nuts. According to Fox News, on Sunday night, Snowflake Senator Chuck Schumer verbally accosted a female Trump supporter in a New York City restaurant. Now, poor Chuckie had been dining with friends when he spotted Joseph Califano, a former prominent U.S. government staffer, and his wife Hillary enjoying a meal at the same restaurant. Onlookers say that Snowflake Schumer was incensed that Hillary, who was also the daughter of the founder and chairman of CBS, had voted for Trump, even though her husband is a well-known Democrat. And witnesses say Snowflake Schumer was yelling, "She voted for Trump." The New York senator even followed the couple outside, saying to them, "How could you vote for Trump? He's a liar." By the way, can somebody please get crayons and Legos and coloring books and a therapy dog for poor little Chucky? Snowflake Schumer needs some help.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTA.
Do you have $50K or more in savings? Want some free advice from the billionaires and the smart money? They're all buying physical assets like gold and silver to hedge their portfolios. Say you're a hardworking person out there and you manage to get 50 grand. Or for that matter, you already worked your whole life and you can't afford to see your savings get cut in half like in 2008. Preserve your savings like the super rich and buy gold and silver. With paper assets in another bubble, holding gold, silver coins, and bars will give you stability and control. Call Capital Gold Group today, an authorized dealer of the U.S. Mint. Take control of your wealth and become your own bank by holding gold and silver in your own hands. If your portfolio is over 50K, call now for your free definitive gold guide. 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-G-O-L-D.
Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. The location-based dating app Tinder has launched a web version allowing users another way to see much larger pictures of potential partners. The company said the new version targets users who have limited data and memory on their smartphones. It also allows users to chat with each other. General Motors shares gained almost 2.5% today. GM is facing pressure from an activist investor to boost its stock price. Investor David Einhorn's Greenlight Capital wants the automaker to split its common shares into two classes, saying the move could attract new investors who are willing to pay more for potential earnings growth. GM said the proposed structure creates risks that are unacceptable. The broader market closed higher, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbing 150 points to close at 20,701. The NASDAQ Composite gained 34 points. The S&P 500 picked up 17. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000. Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Good morning, 624 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. We'll check the weather in a little while, but you'll see the lightning out there to the northwest. That's the stuff that's kind of moving through, but actually, Brazos County or Bryan College Station has missed a whole lot of the heavy stuff out there. A shark caught on video off the coast of Florida appeared to be asking a diver for help. Josh Heisels, the diver, says the lemon shark swam up and nudged him repeatedly in the chest. He said every time it swam by me, it would bump me a little more. He knew something must be wrong, so closer inspection, he revealed that the shark had a hook in its belly.
Oh.
removed the hook. Shark swam away.
Wow.
That's cool.
It's a lemon shark. Now, they're you know, certainly not man-eaters or anything like that. But, you know, what an interesting thing that the animal felt like it was smart enough. This was somebody who could maybe help it.
Yeah. Right.
Kind of fun. Then there's this. Researchers now have found soft tissue samples inside the ribs of a dinosaur. The remains of the Lufengasaurus, which sounds like a dance, a Lufengasaurus.
Let's do the Lufengasaurus.
Yeah. Anyway, some of the oldest bones that have ever been found, believed to be between 70 and 80 million years old. Blood, tissue samples, and proteins are still viable.
What?
Yep. But they're just going to study it. That's all. They're not thinking about cloning it. No.
Right.
They're just going to study it.
Somebody in one of the movies before the first Jurassic Park was saying that, too. They're just going to study it.
Okay, just letting you know. There it is. So if we find out 10 years from now that there's a baby Lufenosaurus someplace, then we'll know why.
Thank you.
How many ways can we say thank you? On Thursday, March the 30th, we'll give it a try because that's Chamber Day. Hi, I'm Glenn Brewer, President and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. This Thursday, March the 30th, the Chamber of Commerce, along with our sponsor, Brazos County, and close to 200 volunteers, will visit businesses in the Bryan College Station area to say thanks for your support. To learn more about Chamber Day, visit bcschamber.org, and remember, thank you.
So you know by now the bit of info usually touches on a large range of subjects. I'm not sure I've done anything financial before yet, so this one might just help you out. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Now, maybe you don't know this, but have you ever missed a credit card payment before? Did you know that you can just ask them to waive the late fee? Now, unless it's a regular thing, there's a good chance they'll do it. There's a new survey out, and four things that your credit card company will usually do for you if you call them up and ask are these. First of all, they'll waive that late payment fee. Only 25% of us have asked, and it worked 87% of the time. You just can't do it all the time. Don't make it a regular thing. Number two, up your credit limit. 28% of people have asked, and it's worked 89% of the time. So if you need a little bit extra credit, all you got to do is ask. Maybe they'll give it to you. Number three, lower your interest rate. 19% of people have asked. It works 69% of the time. That's not the best success rate, but if you ask, you never know. You might just get that lower interest rate. Another thing is they'll waive their annual fee. Only 11% of people have asked for it. 51% had it waived, and another 31% ended up paying a lower fee. So that's an 82% success rate. That's pretty good. The survey did find, of course, it's a little harder for young people to get a yes on all that stuff. But once you hit about your mid to late 20s, your chances go way up. 93% of people between the ages of 27 and 36 who've asked for any of those four things have gotten a yes at least once. So chances are, if you just ask your credit card company to do some of these things, they will do that for you. Hopefully that helps you out. Hopefully it's a little bit of financial advice that'll benefit you. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
628, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road, the Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, numbers, well, 80% chance of showers, as you know. Some of them could be severe, winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. New rainfall amounts, maybe up to 3/4 of an inch of rain is what they're telling us. 20% chance of showers tonight. And after that, got a pretty good run. We're going to have sunshine on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. By the way, Friday we're looking at 86 for a high temperature. Saturday about 84. Have some rain coming back into the forecast Saturday night and Sunday. We'll see. But tomorrow will be a really nice day, too. Winds out of the north, so that'll make it feel more comfortable, about 77 degrees, and it will be breezy. So as far as the radar is concerned, if we're looking at shower activity right now, if you're going to be doing any traveling, actually all the way down to Houston looks to be okay. Most of this is down to the southwest of us right now. Problem is it's tracking toward the northeast, so we may hit some. It's just that
right now on probably the western edge of Brazos County is where we're starting to get some heavy showers move through once again. And actually, once this band of showers goes through, we should be clear. So maybe it'll get out of here a little bit earlier than we thought it was going to. The other good thing is it's made it comfy outside. We've got 62 degrees.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you think asking for a raise will cause your boss to think you're greedy and lose respect for you, think again. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
When you get hired or want a raise, it's tough to negotiate with your boss for more. But consider this.
If you don't try to get more, you won't get more. And you want to display your eagerness to take that job and your commitment to do it well, but you also have to demonstrate that you can represent yourself well.
Michael Wheeler, author of the book The Art of Negotiation, says one fear people have is the boss will lose respect for them or like them less for asking.
In fact, there's a lot of research that shows that when you ask people after they've made a deal, how do you feel about the person that you've dealt with, it's entirely independent of the dollars and cents that were exchanged. You can't buy somebody else's love and respect just by lowering the price.
To negotiate effectively, you have to know what you want, but also keep an open mind.
Let's say you're shopping for a house, and you should know provisionally how much you'd be willing to pay if you had to. You go and you look at the place, it's even nicer than you thought. In that case, bumping up might make sense. You can't improvise off nothing. You ought to go in with a provisional sense of what you're willing to do, but don't close your eyes.
And taking your time in a negotiation will almost always help.
When there's time to sleep on it, you should take that time. Even if you don't change your mind, you'll be more comfortable with the fact that you've given the choice some thought.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council has learned it has another $2.5 million to spend next year on capital improvement projects, and the council directed staff to explore some ideas.
First on the list is spending $2 million to design the rebuilding of William Joe Bryan Parkway from Texas to the freeway. That's in order to access $11 million in construction money from the state through the Metropolitan Planning Organization. Another $230,000 would be spent on acquiring right-of-way for a future expansion of Thornberry Drive. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says it provides an option to the freeway on the east side of Bryan.
On the thoroughfare plan, it gives a north-south connection out on the east side to connect 1179 up to 21 and then on up to, I think, 22, 23, I think, at some point in time. So personally, right now, I think I would just do the Castle Heights piece and wait for the other to happen unless there's just a strong desire to punch it through to Old Reliance at this point in time.
Some of the new money would build new City of Bryan Gateway monuments on the freeway. drawing a lighter moment from Councilman Mike Sutherland.
Is that bigger than College Station? It needs to be bigger than College Station.
Mayor Andrew Nelson had only one requirement from the monument inscriptions.
Simple and readable is always good.
The council is also looking into starting the process of repairing 14 Little League fields. As a group, the price tag is $1.5 million. But by individual location, the cost is as little as $15,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas Senate has unanimously approved its version of the state budget. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the Senate budget does not include the use of the rainy day fund. Schwertner addressed the House's accusations of using accounting gimmicks to loosen up $2.5 billion earmarked for transportation.
When you institute the amount of sales tax that is going toward transportation from the constitutional amendment, Prop 7, to figure when you start it is really up to the comptroller.
Schwertner says the comptroller thought it would be appropriate to start that cycle in September 2019 instead of August 2019, which allows for the extra funds.
That's not really using a deferral process at all. That's basically just implementing what the comptroller told us we could do.
Schwertner says it's unfortunate and unwise for House Speaker Joe Strauss to accuse the Senate of, quote, cooking the books. The Senate's package does not fully fund future Medicaid caseloads. It closes a state prison, and it does not give the governor the dollars he wants for pre-kindergarten and bringing elite researchers to state universities, including Texas A&M. But there is more money for public education, primarily to rising property taxes.
Senate Finance Chair Jane Nelson ruled out the biennial state budget, which tops out at nearly $218 billion.
Education funding will increase by roughly $4.6 billion when you consider both state and local funding sources.
Rising property taxes allowed the Senate to actually cut $1.4 billion from general revenue. One of the winners, Child Protective Services, which is budgeted an additional $450 million. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Texas House Public Education Committee has passed legislation to add $1.6 billion to public schools. The proposal means an increase of $200 per student. Committee Chairman Dan Huberty of Houston says it's a positive first step in what will take several legislative sessions to completely change the state's school finance formula. There's another blow to the Texas death penalty from the courts.
By a 5-3 vote, the Supreme Court said the guidelines used by Texas to decide whether an inmate is mentally sound for execution amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Dallas County Appellate Defense Attorney Christy Dean says the ruling effectively found the Texas standards were crafted by the courts, not by the medical community.
We've got at least one case, possibly two that I'm aware of, that will probably come back on writs because of a determination in those cases that was based on these seven factors that have now been struck down.
She says it'll be up to the legislature to draft a law that conforms to the Supreme Court's ruling. The case heard by the Supreme Court is out of Houston. LP Phillips, TSN News.
And three storm chasers have been killed east outside the town of Spur, east of Lubbock. DPS trooper John Gonzalez says the crash between a Suburban and Jeep took place after one of the vehicles ran a stop sign at the intersection of two farm-to-market roads.
We would encourage anybody driving out on these roads to, you know, please slow down and pay attention, especially in inclement weather, because it becomes very dangerous for all involved.
There were no survivors, which took place while storms with tornadoes were in the area. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 62 degrees. You can call or text us in at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Ah, gotcha. Well, now's the time to get the perfect Toyota just for you. And choose from low APR financing and great lease offers through April 3rd.
Does that apply to Camry?
Yes, and lots of other popular models like RAV4, Prius, Corolla.
Wow! Shh.
Tundra.
Tundra? Shh. Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Tundra?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at WC Tractor, Brazos Valley's only Kubota Elite dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of 4 models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Visit one of their 4 Kubota Elite dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st, 2017, call toll-free 1-888-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Washington County Tractor, people and products to you can trust.
641, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check in weather, it's brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself, Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Storm system passing off to our north this morning, responsible for the scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some heavy rain likely, especially through the first part of the morning. Breezy temperatures eventually reaching 80 to 85 today. Partly cloudy overnight, we're 55 to 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, not quite as warm, but pleasant, 75 to 80, clear near 55 tomorrow night. We'll have lots of sunshine on Friday, and highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Rob Childress weighs in on the A&M baseball team's win over Texas State last night on the road. Meanwhile, the softball team is also out in San Marcos getting ready to take on the Bobcats tonight. And in the NBA, Golden State rode an early lead to best the Rockets in Houston. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so it's Chit Chat Wednesday. We'll speak to Congressman Flores in a little less than an hour. Mayor Mooney will be with us, and also State Representative John Rainey.
It is Chit Chat Wednesday.
It is. And just everything in this whole segment would have to do with we're elected officials, and what we do is very important.
What was the day today? Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Perfect for Chit Chat Wednesday.
Oh, anyway, now what has happened, and we'll talk to the congressman about this. The Trump administration has basically just unplugged a whole bunch of stuff that the EPA was doing.
Mm-hmm.
There'd been an executive order that the Obama administration put in having to do with the Environmental Protection Agency and how power plants that were already in existence are going to have to reduce their carbon pollution by 32% in the next 15 years. And that's going to cost them a lot of money, which means it would cost us a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have the Trump administration has pulled back that executive order. Now, not to get too deep into the woods, but there are legal ramifications here, because what happened is basically the court said that they found that carbon is not healthy for us to breathe in or take in. And so what they have to do is, because of this problem, the administration must legally act to reduce carbon pollution. Now, what the Trump administration could try to do is go to court and get the court to reverse the idea that carbon is not dangerous. And I don't know if they can do that. That's because carbon probably is dangerous. How much we put out there is probably a problem, and we should try to be diligent about it. Not, you know, again, don't pollute, knowingly pollute waterways or the airways.
Right.
That makes sense. But to put really strenuous things on businesses to have to do that to reach a certain level cost us a whole lot of money.
Yeah, and there's always also the idea that, you know, any sort of government regulation is going to come with some sort of a benefit to somebody who may have put the legislation in motion.
Sure.
And that's always a problem with having the government take care of these sort of things. We don't want to pollute. It just may not necessarily be the government's job to control that.
Yeah. Now, on this surface, next story, on the surface, it looks like they're picking on the Trump administration. Reuters reports that the Government Accountability Office, will review how the president secures classified information when he's hanging down in Palm Beach.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember, but about, I don't know, a month ago or something, somebody snapped a picture of the president speaking with the Prime Minister of Japan, where they were just kind of passing photos around at the table. And the photos were North Korea's nuclear program.
Okay.
So they're just kind of hanging out there, and I don't know if somebody laid them down on a napkin or something like that. In other words, they were probably could be seen by people who maybe shouldn't see them.
Right.
And because they were dining in the general portion of the restaurant as opposed to in a private room and all that. So there's concerns about that happening. And also they want to screen the guests who come there to Mar-a-Lago a little bit closer. So and that makes sense. That's probably what they need to do.
Well, and it's probably something he needs help with in the sense of knowing, you know, what the protocols are. He's not used to having to follow those kind of guidelines.
Yeah, yeah.
No one is when they get into that position.
Mm-hmm. So it's the rules have changed. So now yesterday also the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., which is a pretty cool place. Betsy Devos was there. She's the education secretary, along with Ivanka Trump, okay?
All right.
According to the education department, they were there to, quote, highlight the importance of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM.
STEM.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Education, and to discuss empowering young women to pursue STEM-related careers. So, you know, that's really cool.
Sure.
Well, then, of course, the Washington Post make sure that everybody understands that the president has basically decided in his new budget to eliminate the education office of NASA, whose job is to help women get jobs in STEM.
Yeah. Oh.
So, yeah.
It's a little bit of
a kerfuffle there.
Yeah, kerfuffle. Good word.
So, anyway, she said that, Ivanka said that her father's administration, quote, has expanded NASA's space exploration mission. Strangely, she made no mention of the idea that they are going to defund the education office, which would then bring the STEM opportunities to women. But
boy.
After a while, it just gets so complicated.
It does.
I'd read a story yesterday. We're going to do it today. I'll try to get around to it tomorrow. Having to do with Chelsea Clinton.
Oh.
And how Chelsea is really not very well liked by people generally.
Right.
You know, she made $650,000 a year while she was working for NBC, and she's on a couple of boards and stuff.
And getting money from the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah. And, you know, she gets paid, amazingly, $65,000 a speech.
God.
I can't imagine. Jeez. I can't imagine what she has to say that would be worth saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But, as the writer of the article said, said she was born on third base and she thought she'd hit a triple.
Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 1st, learn all about spray adjuvants. Matching the right adjuvant to a spray job can make a difference in the degree of effectiveness. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Having a Texas landscape that didn't have trees would be about like having a room without walls or a ceiling. Those are some of the functions that trees perform in our gardens, but not all trees are created equally. I thought we might talk about some of the best shade trees, common and uncommon, right after this important message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing, but the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-Mueller. That's 877-2-Mueller. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. When it comes to trees for Texas, I really like to start out with oaks. Shumard Red Oak is one of our finest. It's native over much of the state, beautiful red fall color, dark green in the summertime, a quality tree. And Southern Red Oak in East Texas will do very well also. Bur Oak is native over much of the state. Huge leaves, quick growth. It grows rather rapidly. And it's a beautiful tree. Chinkapin Oak, that one is less common. It's a river bottom tree, so it needs deep soil, but a beautifully adapted tree over Texas, and of course live oaks. And then cedar elms and pecans and Chinese pistachios, those are my seven best of the big trees. But let's look at some less common trees. How about Caddo maple, a variant of sugar maple? Unlike its northeastern counterpart, this Oklahoma native is suited to hot southwestern conditions. It's very pretty with its fall color. And big tooth maple is also good. Shantung maple is a Texas superstar tree. I like ginkgos very, very, very much. I have two in my landscape. They're never going to be common trees in Texas. They're too unusual, and they don't grow quickly. They're deliberate trees, but they're certainly interesting. They're very strong branching habit, coupled with the delightful fan-shaped foliage that turns brilliant buttery yellow in the fall, combined to make ginkgos a very fine second or third tree in the landscape. You want a male grafted tree because you do not want to have fruit on ginkgos. It is very smelly and unattractive, unappealing. You'll cut the tree down. But a male grafted ginkgo is beautiful, and there's some wonderful ones out there. Gets about 25 feet tall, 30 feet tall, gets taller up north. Varnish tree doesn't rate quite as highly by shade tree evaluators, but it's an unusual tree that lots of gardeners would like to try. It's a tree with the smooth green bark and huge dinner plate size leaves. It definitely lends a tropical look to the garden. It's bold and quite interesting. Saucer magnolia is good in the northeastern third of the state of Texas. It is a deciduous magnolia with tulip-looking flowers very early in the spring, actually late in the winter. Mexican plum is native to much of Texas. It's a small tree to 20 feet tall and wide with larger, coarser leaves than the domestic forms. It has almost no insect or disease problems. Mexican plum has peeling bark. It is very coarse textured and just lovely. And my final tree, lacy oak, native to southwest Texas, the hill country, and up into the Big Bend. It's a small oak, 35 feet tall and wide. Beautiful little tree. I love lacy oak, L-A-C-E-Y. I'm Neil Sperry. Spaces for your shrubs in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team stacked up 8 runs in the last 4 innings to pull away with a 9-3 victory over Texas State yesterday at Bobcat Ballpark. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, we certainly didn't start the way we'd hoped, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And, you know, Doc Sakis got it back together, had a really, got us through the 4th inning. Kaysen Sherrod was fabulous, the best I've seen him throw. And, you know, offensively we got things rolling there in the middle innings, pulled away from them late. But, you know, very proud of us coming on the road and beating a really good Texas State team.
And that audio courtesy of KBTX. The Aggies return to action tomorrow as the Maroon and White travel to Baton Rouge for a three-game series against the number 8 LSU Tigers, and you'll be able to hear all three games this weekend on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, quick correction. Earlier I said that the A&M softball team is going to be on the road. They're actually here to close out a five-game homestand tonight as they host Texas State at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Aggs are coming off their third straight SEC Series victory of the season, winning Friday and Sunday's contests against Missouri. First pitch for tonight's game is slated for 6:30 p.m., weather permitting. We'll keep you updated on that. If it is going on, you'll be able to hear it on Willie 1550. In college basketball, it'll be Georgia Tech against TCU in tomorrow's NIT title game. The Yellow Jackets knocked out Cal State Bakersfield 76-61 at Madison Square Garden. Meanwhile, Kenrick Williams scored 12 of his 14 points in the second half of the Horned Frogs' 68-53 win over Central Florida. Elsewhere, Baylor junior guard Al Freeman plans to transfer after graduating at the end of the spring semester. Coach Scott Drew announced the move yesterday, just 4 days after the Bears' season ended with a loss to South Carolina in the NCAA Sweet 16. There is no indication of where Freeman plans to go. He would be eligible to play immediately as a graduate transfer. In A&M track and field, the Aggs are gearing up for the 90th edition of the Texas Relays this week, starting today. The Maroon and White have been named the Texas Relays Outstanding Team 6 times over the past 8 seasons. At the Texas Relay, senior Lyndon Victor, the defending NCAA and SEC champion, will compete in his first decathlon of the season. Meanwhile, a pair of Aggie sprinters, senior Fred Curley and freshman Danielle White, were named SEC Runner of the Week yesterday. In the NFL, Dallas tight end Jason Witten has signed a 4-year contract extension that virtually guarantees the 14-year veteran will spend his entire career with the Cowboys. Here's Coach Jason Witten.
He's the guy who represents what we want in our football team, and he represents that each and every day in everything that he does. So he's a great example beyond being a great football player.
Coach Jason Garrett, that is. The deal Witten signed yesterday runs through 2021 and leaves the final year of the two-time All-Pro pro's current contract intact. Elsewhere in the NFL, replay decisions could take less time this season after owners approved having referees use a handheld tablet for video reviews. The refs had been going to a sideline camera for reviews and had final say on confirming or reversing a call. Now, league officiating chief Dean Blandino and his staff in New York will make those decisions with input from the referee. In the NBA,
Harden pops out, spins away from Iguodala, shoots a three, it's on the way, blocked away. Iguodala to Curry, ball game's over. And the Warriors have come to Houston and have won the first game of this back-to-back.
Steph Curry scored 32 points, and the Golden State Warriors built a big lead early and held on for a 113-106 win over the Houston Rockets last night. Here's Rockets skip Mike D'Antoni on Golden State's defense.
They're very good. I think they're the number one team for the lowest three-point percentage. So they come at you. They're long and athletic, and they really run you off. Having said that, we still had a lot of looks wide open that we didn't make. You know, you might not be like it was against Oklahoma City, but 5-31, that's kind of, you know, we're not going to win a lot of games.
The Warriors scored 37 points in the first quarter and never trailed on the way to their 8th straight victory and 60th this season. And out on the ice, Brendan Gallagher put Montreal ahead early in the third period, and the Canadiens went on to a 4-1 victory over the Dallas Stars last night. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater for the City of Cold Station Starlight Music Series. The first concert is Saturday, April 8th, featuring Texas Unlimited Band with special guest Rosie Flores. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Bring your own refreshments. Glass containers are not allowed. Coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, April 8th at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
You know, with Suddenlink, not only do you have thousands of movies and other shows that are online and on demand for you, you can control when and where you watch those shows, because with Suddenlink to go, you can watch TV and movies on your smartphone or a tablet, any place that you go. High-speed internet, Suddenlink has that, 8 times faster than the internet that you get from the phone company. And right now is a great opportunity for you to sign up at Suddenlink's Triple Play, where you get all these things, 50 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and phone for just $77.99 a month. It includes a 30-day money-back guarantee. And you get to lock in that price for 2 years. Plus, on top of that, you get a $100 reward card. So lots of reasons for you to take advantage of this. And All you need to do is go to suddenlink.com, get more information. You can call them at 877-694-9474. Offer is good for only new residential customers. Restrictions applied. You can see all the information about the offer at suddenlink.com.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpane Creek Amphitheater for the City of Colton Station Starlight Music Series. The first concert is Saturday, April 8th, featuring Texas Unlimited Band with special guest Rosie Flores. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Bring your own refreshments. Glass containers are not allowed. Coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, April 8th at Wolfpane Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Checking the weather, and we got some out there, that's for sure. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. After these showers do move through here, though, looks like we won't have any more rain for the day. So certainly this morning, once they're out of here, then that should be nice. Temps will be okay actually all week long. We will have a chance of rain as we hit the weekend. 82 today, 77 tomorrow, 86 on Friday, and it's 63 right now. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.